Monday. Wow. Excuse me. I got a case of the Mondays here with no coffee. Good Wednesday morning, everyone. I am Jamie Lynch. In with me is Tyler Zuli. And let's thank the Lord it's not actually Monday, and we are actually halfway through the week already.
You scared me a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
I scared myself.
Monday? Come on now.
I looked at you like, what did I just say? Well, good morning, everyone. This is the Fanatic at 5. As I just said, I am Jamie Lynch. He is Tyler Zuli. Eitan Shander's filling in on middays all week. He is the normal co-host, so you will hear him later today. But last night, a lot of people call this officially the slowest week of the sports year. The only thing happening was the All-Star game. And I got to say, it was very enjoyable. Hey, Chris Sale, Max Scherzer matchup is about as good as a pitching matchup as you can get I've seen in my life, basically.
Yeah, and you know, you're only going to get four combined innings out of these guys.
Yeah.
But it's four enjoyable innings. And I know that it was a slugfest last night, but it wasn't for the starting pitching. I mean, the American League themselves had, I think, 15 strikeouts. So it's not to say that the hitters are that much better than the pitchers. It's just that I don't think that the pitchers were attacking the hitters that like they normally do until they got to the later parts of the count when there were two strikes.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, very good game. It went to extra innings, 10th inning, and Alex Bregman gets the MVP after hitting a non-walk-off home run in the top of the inning. I wouldn't lie to you and say I was awake in the 10th inning.
No.
I probably fell asleep I fell asleep right after Nola came in. So our own Aaron Nola, the lone Phillies representative last night, he presented beautifully in the game. It was one inning of work, two strikeouts.
Yeah, just one hit.
That's about as good as you can do in an All-Star game.
And that's kind of a tough situation for a guy like Nola because he's obviously a starter and he's used to coming out in the first inning and getting his warm-up the way that he does. And pitchers are creatures of habit.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you break that cycle, sometimes you end up with disastrous results. And he did a terrific job of shutting down, you know, three or four American League All-Stars, giving up just one hit.
Yeah, and why don't we take a listen to the final call, courtesy of Joe Buck and Fox last night, as the AL wins the game 8-6 in the 10th inning.
1-2 pitch. Little fly ball into right, long run. And there to end the night is Haniger. And the American League wins it 8-6 in 10.
Woo! I mean, you know, it's fine. It's
can't get more exciting than that.
I mean, you know, right? I was just like, yeah.
Although I would listen to Buck call anything.
I love Joe Buck.
I think he's fantastic. I hated him as a kid because I always had that feeling that, you know, he hated Philly. And
yeah,
then you kind of come up into this industry and realize that he doesn't hate anybody. He's just impartial.
I think his Twitter profile says it best. It's like, you know, traveling city to city, doing what I love or whatever. And no, I don't hate your team.
Either that or he hates every team.
Yeah.
One of the two.
It's well, I think maybe that part of Eagles fans will dissipate now that we have a world championship under our belt. Maybe we'll stop thinking that everybody hates us.
Everything's gravy now. Everything's so much better.
Well, it's not all gravy, Tyler, because last night in the All-Star game, Manny Machado, Matt Kemp hits a double, standing on second base, and there's his buddy, who he claims he works out with in Miami in the offseason. Manny Machado comes up. They're taking a selfie on second base.
Yeah, it's all but a foregone conclusion at this point.
Yeah, it sucks.
If you look at, and obviously the package hasn't come out yet, but if you look at the package that the Dodgers are rumored
Diaz,
to be sending,
top basically outfield prospect.
Right, they're one of their better outfield prospects.
But if you look at it, and they have hopes of signing long term, they can move Bellinger to the outfield, I guess, and put Muncy at first and maybe move Seager to second or third, whatever.
It's a lot of movement.
It is a lot of movement.
But I guess you're willing to do it if you can get the long-term deal.
If, yeah. But they have a lot of talent in that infield. I mean, that's kind of a logjam. So it could be a true rental, at least. That's the worst part of this, is not only yesterday were we sitting here talking that Manny Machado was going to be a Philly and how awesome it was going to be and how much it changes the lineup. Now it's like, all right, I hope we get him in the offseason. You know, I always fear, I myself, whenever I go to California, I go, wait, why don't I live here? Like, it's the weather's that nice. You know, he's paying a lot in state income tax, but whatever, when you're making millions of dollars, you know, that's a little less irrelevant. But You know, you fear that LA appeal and the draw sucking him in. And look, they're stacked talent-wise out there. So, you know, you add the LA lifestyle, the weather, and a team that can compete. You know, that's tough to walk away from.
Does he make them better than the Astros? Offensively, at least?
I would think so. Offensively.
Obviously, the Dodgers still have no pitching. And that's a huge concern.
Yeah, with Kershaw banged up. Offensively, yeah, I'd probably say I'd have to go side by side, but yeah, I mean, that's filthy.
That's a tough comparison.
Seager and Turner and Bellinger and Muncy and Kemp and Jacques and who am I missing? One more guy. The other outfielder, whatever. I mean, yeah, it's a loaded team. And
well, and in a league that doesn't really have that standout team.
No.
Like we talked about, it's the kind of the Cubs and the Brewers at 55 wins.
And that's why I wanted the Phillies to do this, because it's right there for the taking. It's wide open, and it looks like we lost to LA again. Magic Johnson gets the Philadelphia market again. So Manny was asked last night, I guess before the game, about the possibility of the trade options, and here's Manny.
It's tough. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm here with family, so I got to pack up and go. I mean, I haven't got a phone call yet or anything, but... You know, those are all tough situations, but we're blessed to be here, blessed to be talked about, blessed to know that people out there want me. They want me to go out there and help their team win.
Yeah, real tough, Manny. Real tough. I mean, he knows.
Of the 30 teams in the league, 30 of them want him?
Yeah.
Obviously. You know, he's one of the best players in the league. That's just not... That's saying something that's somewhat out of the ordinary... But if you break it down, it's exactly what he's supposed to say.
Yeah.
And thanks for your interest.
Yeah. I mean, I guess there was some concern, you know, what they would do out there about shortstop, third, because he wants to play short. You know, teams might want him to play third, you know, yada, yada, yada. They asked him about wanting to play shortstop and not third base, but apparently the Dodgers they've already come out and said, yeah, like, we'll just move Seager. No big deal. But Manny was asked about it last night, and this was his answer.
So what are you hearing? Third base, shortstop, Manny plays where he wants? What are you hearing?
I think shortstop. I think the teams that are pretty interested that I'm going to go to is probably going to help out, you know, me playing short.
The wind is out of my sails with... And it stinks because it's not the... The Phillies had better prospects at all the positions than the Dodgers did. So them bowing out tells me they bowed out on purpose because they thought the price was too high.
Yeah, that means the Dodgers haul, eventually, when it eventually comes out, is going to be a big one.
Yeah, it's a Yunzel Diaz, who's their top outfielding prospect, I guess is the crown jewel of this. But yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie, it sucks. But, you hope you can sign him in the offseason, but Yankees and Dodgers are two teams I just don't like having rentals go to because you fear the longevity there.
Well, especially when they throw money in his face.
Yeah,
you
know, I mean, they're one
win,
of the, one
and
of
then
the
throw money.
Few teams that can write him a blank check on top of everything else we already laid out. And not great. Not great.
It's not good odds at this point, my friend.
And the other big news, it just happened at 3:15 this morning. It is officially less than 2 hours old. It appears the San Antonio Spurs and the Toronto Raptors are engaged in serious talks on a trade centered around Kawhi Leonard and DeMar DeRozan. League sources tell Shams Charania from Yahoo Sports. I'll just read his little nugget here. Talks between the Spurs and Raptors have intensified in recent days. League sources said the potential deal would bring Leonard, one of the NBA's top players when healthy, to Toronto and send all NBA and All-Star caliber player DeRozan to the Spurs. For key figures involved in the deal, it is believed only a snag in the final discussions could prevent completion, league sources said. So it sounds like it's all but done. Not going to lie, that's a pretty weird trade. Kawhi in Toronto just doesn't seem to... I don't want to say fit, because Kawhi fits everywhere he goes, but it just seems weird.
Well, and it's kind of the most lateral move that the Raptors could make. I think that obviously Kawhi is a better player than DeMar DeRozan is, but it's kind of the most lateral move they can make. You take one of your best players, maybe your best player, off your team, and you bring in a similarly talented, maybe a little bit better player, and a guy who doesn't want to play for you, clearly, and has no intention of staying in Toronto
for
one season.
Yeah, Chris Haynes has a report out that says, you know, Kawhi still wants to hit free agency.
Yeah, no desire to play in Toronto. Do you blame him?
I mean, not really. I mean, Toronto's an awesome city, though. I don't know.
Not the city itself, yeah. Just the franchise in general.
So it's Kyle Lowry and Kawhi Leonard now? Like, is that still good enough to do any? I guess they could win the East. I guess they can give Boston a series.
That's the thing. Are they better than the Sixers or Boston?
Probably not Boston.
Endor, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, Kawhi's definitely better than DeRozan, no doubt about that. But, you know, you have him coming off this injury. You have no, you know, future lined up with him. He's not going to sign an extension with you. And DeMar DeRozan was under contract he's got 3 years left. One is a player option, but, you know, 2 years of control for 1 year of what looks to be a true rental seems a little nuts.
And what if Kawhi says, I'm not playing? I'm just not going to play. I'm sitting out. Then don't pay me or whatever.
Then
but I'm
he's
not
one
playing.
Of the weirdest dudes in NBA history.
Well, you're not wrong. But from what we've seen over the last couple of weeks with him, would it truly surprise you?
No, it's been a weird year. Very weird. And the other part of this is Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan were best friends. Like,
Lowry can't be happy.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I mean, you know, the basketball part of him goes, oh, yeah, that's cool. You know, I get Kawhi Leonard, but I just lost my best friend for what some may view as a quasi-lateral move.
And then this time next year, where are we?
Yeah.
Where do we sit? And then it's just me?
Yeah.
That's what he's thinking.
Yeah. And Chris Carter yesterday was saying that Kawhi, you know, still wants to go to L.A. So no reason to doubt that. And, yeah, Kyle Lowry's, you know, a year from now going to be alone.
It's going to be a tough fix.
But if you're the Spurs, that's about as good of a haul as you can get. I mean, it says right here from the Shams piece, from the moment Leonard made clear his desire for a trade out of San Antonio, the Spurs have taken a patient, deliberate approach, finding a resolution. Several teams, including Lakers, Clippers, Celtics, and Sixers, emerged as suitors, but most NBA executives believed the Raptors presented the best potential current and future package all along. So, yeah, I mean, if you're San Antonio, you're getting 2 years of a, you know, an all-star caliber player. You know, you can still compete next year a little bit. You still have Aldridge, Powell they want to get rid of, but, you know, they still have DeJounte Murray and a couple other nice little pieces. So, you know, I guess they can make the playoffs next year. They're not going to win anything with that team out there, but at least you stay above water.
And it puts you in a better spot than a 2021 first round pick and Markelle Fultz do.
Yeah, yeah, no
and whatever
doubt
the Celtics were going
and
to
you
offer.
Can spell it, you can sell it to your fan base,
right? And that's the thing is, you could legitimately go out there and say, "Listen, we know that Kawhi was not going to come back. He hated it here. His time was over, and we went out and got a piece that was A, immediately available, and B, somebody that could come in and contribute for this season and the foreseeable future."
Yeah, it's just I try to picture Kawhi in a Raptors jersey playing up there, and it's weird. So, you know, Kawhi was on this, like, Hall of Fame trajectory. Now he's going to be on three teams in 6 years or whatever it is.
Well, it'll be three teams in 3 years, too.
Well, yeah.
If you think about
it. Yeah. But, you know, that's kind of strange for, you know, it's just a weird situation. He totally hijacked the Spurs, you know. But good for them getting DeMar DeRozan back. It looks like that should be going down. Some point this morning, barring any hang-ups, the Manny Machado thing, I would imagine drops this morning at some point. Also, I'm curious who the first reporter is, you know, on Twitter with the official package. But yeah, I would think we're not getting past 3 or 4 o'clock today without Machado news dropping.
I would honestly be shocked if it doesn't happen by the time the morning show's over. I would be surprised.
Yeah, I mean,
I think 10 a.m. is pretty fair because I think at this point they're just hashing out details.
Yeah, and like we said earlier, the Phillies had better prospects overall ranking-wise. You know, that includes Sixto Sanchez and Adonis over their pitchers. And actually, Diaz, no, Haseley's not that far down, but apparently there was some late rumors coming out that the Dodgers did want Adam Haseley, the Phillies' recent number one pick out of the University of Virginia, who's been on fire the last, like, month and a half. He's killing it. So you'd have to imagine that the Phillies bowed out. They just said, you know what, the price is too high. We feel good about the offseason anyway, so we're just going to let them go. Whether you think it's a mistake or not, you know, you certainly could have competed for the NL this year with him. Without him, we'll see. And here's the thing. I saw a tweet last night, and I couldn't have agreed with it more. Machado's probably going to come here in 2 weeks with the Dodgers. Let's not boo a guy that had no control over anything.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I'm all for booing the opponent.
Yeah. Look, if it's late in the game, but like first at bat, if he's coming up, let's not boo the guy.
It's not his fault. Yeah. It's not like he said, you know what, I'm not going to Philly.
Yeah, I just don't want that stuck in the back of his head, you know, in the offseason when he's considering which $400 million contract I'm going to sign.
You're thinking long term.
Yeah.
We're pretty short-sighted.
Yeah. Well, you know, I tried to tell people not to boo Gabe opening day. Nobody listened. He got booed. Now he's
loved.
Manager of the year, potentially. So, yeah, let's just not boo Manny Machado when he comes to town with L.A. in a couple weeks. I just don't see the... Look, if he hits a go-ahead winning home run in the 7th or 8th inning, yeah, boo away. But when he's introduced first at bat, let's not boo him. And let's, you know, let's maybe get a Manny in 2019 chant going or something.
I'm not one for a standing ovation, though.
No.
It's got to be somewhere
in
between.
Those will be reserved for Chase.
Just a very... Ooh, I see. I think you and I disagree on that.
On it, wait.
I'm out on the standing ovations on Chase.
On his first at bat back?
It's been 4 years.
Yeah, but he's one of the franchise's all-time great players.
Yes, and I was okay with it.
It's the last time we'll see him in a baseball uniform.
Yes, and at the end of the series, we're good with it as well. But I was okay with it 4 years ago. It needs to stop.
You crumb. It's his last time. The guy's on his retirement tour.
I idolize the guy the way he played the game. But I think it needs to stop.
It's his retirement tour. He announced it for us. He did us that favor.
Yes, and that's why you cheer for him at the end of the game when he comes out and he tips his cap and he waves.
Nah,
and that's great.
I think first at bat, you give him the ovation. The rest of the game, you can boo him.
See, I don't boo him ever.
Well, boo him if he does something well.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, like I'm not saying he has to have a standing ovation every but he probably will get one every at bat.
Every at bat. First of 9, 12, whatever it ends up being.
I'm more of a, you know, come out, he tips the batting helmet to the crowd, standing ovation, do your at bat, then he's a normal player from then on.
So you're cool with it once?
Yes, once in the beginning.
Per game or per series?
Well, my guess is he only starts maybe once and gets a pinch hit in the other two, something like that.
They'll find a way, especially if the game is not on the line, for him to pinch hit in the 8th or 9th inning of the last game of the series.
And knowing Chase, he'll
decline it.
Well, no, he'll smack a game-winning home run. Yeah. But let's not boo Manny Machado when he comes here with the Dodgers. I just don't want that lingering around his brain. Second half of the Phillies ahead. They're going to get back at it Friday night. It's, you know, it's. I'm not going to lie. I'm still very supportive of the team, obviously, but no Machado. Like, I was convinced yesterday that we had him. That lineup had already changed in my head. Like, I had Manny in the 3-hole.
Well, and that's the thought is, the thing that we have to realize is the team can still win the division. This division isn't good enough for them to say, well, no Machado, no division.
No, totally. But we have to shift our mentality.
Right, to the fact that they're not a World Series team.
Yes.
Or an NLCS team, probably either.
Yes, and... That stinks because yesterday I'm thinking it's a lock. We have Jason Stark on Monday. He says, you know, the deal's in place. And I do believe the deal was in place. I think the Dodgers just realized, all right, we got to overpay.
They upped the ante.
Yeah. We can't overcome that loss. Let's go get Machado. We can win the NL. So I think they just straight up overpaid. But I'm not going to lie, it hurts. So the Phillies get back to it on Friday versus the Padres. And then, like we said, the Dodgers come in next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Don't boo Manny. He had nothing to do with this. We have to get him in the offseason. But it is interesting what's next. We'll see what Klentak has up his sleeve. Maybe somebody like this Whit Merrifield guy that they were talking about before comes in. You know, maybe they go and get a bullpen arm. We'll see. But in Sixers news yesterday, I'm going to toss the name to you because you got this down, Pat. Why don't you take it away?
So just to kind of throw some background on this, it broke when I was doing the updates.
Oh, so you had to go listen to highlights.
It was a scramble to like read how to pronounce his name the right way.
You tattooed it in your own brain.
So we finally got it right. And now I'm sitting here thinking, what do I do with that? It's just a waste of time.
But yes.
Nemanja Bjelica.
That's good work. Nemanja Bjelica.
It's such a weird pronunciation because the way they hyphenetically did it was B Y E L L as the first syllable.
Nemanja Bjelica.
It's very weird to try to put that as Biel.
Yeah. That is strange.
Super weird.
But anyway, he was the guy that had come to an agreement with the Sixers. He was going to be your Ersan replacement, basically off the bench. He, you know, had a nice 3-point stroke, whatever. It's not the biggest loss in the world, but he decided to sign a multi-year deal in Europe. So he never actually signed the 1-year deal. So now the Sixers have the mid-level exception of, I want to say, about $4.5 million available now on the cap because he's staying in Europe. So we'll see what they decide to do with that. The Rams yesterday made a signing, and I got to tell you, are they drunk?
It's a lot of money.
Right?
It's a lot of money.
Brandon Cook signs a 5-year, $80 million deal with the Rams, an extension, before ever taking a snap in their uniform. Now, if I'm the GM of the Rams, I'm going, so Sean Payton and Bill Belichick both shipped this guy out. Two Super Bowl winning coaches. Now I'm just writing them a blank check? Like,
I wonder if McVay had anything to do with it.
I could see him being the type of guy that goes to bat for his players, but, you know, and look, Sean's a very good offensive coach, so he'll find a way to use him. But if Bill Belichick's shipping you out, I don't know if I'm throwing around 5 years, $80 million deals for this guy.
Are we sure that he even can play anymore after taking the hit in the Super Bowl?
Well, it's funny. His Wikipedia page basically says, like, this is the first posthumous contract extension after he was killed by Malcolm Jenkins in Super Bowl 52. And, I mean, all I'll say is the Alshon Jeffrey 4-year, $52 million deal looks pretty good in comparison. Because Cooks is a nice player. He's speedy and all that. He brings an asset to your offense. But before even seeing the guy play, you're giving him $80 million? What's Odell Beckham thinking?
Blind faith. Odell Beckham's about to make a lot of money.
Yeah. And I understand why Le'Veon Bell and these running backs, you know, are ticked. Because, I mean, Le'Veon Bell is 3 times the player that Brandon Cooks is. And Brandon Cooks just got, you know, I think $20 million up front guaranteed, $50 million guaranteed with injury clauses or whatever, and a potential of $80 million. It's rare that anybody sees the full contract. But if you're Le'Veon Bell, you're going, man, what the hell? Like, the NFLPA has a real, they got a situation on their hands because, one, NFL players are drastically underpaid compared to the other sports. Drastically. And
especially with nothing being guaranteed or very limited being guaranteed.
And some would say that's what makes the league great, but, you know, there's got to be higher, like, these position caps and running backs being devalued, and it's like, it's just there's too much unknown. It's known, but it's unknown. It's weird. It's just a weird contracted league, and you feel bad for these guys because they put their bodies on the line more so than any other sport, and they're the least paid while the owners get the most rich. I just think they have a problem on their hands ahead. And Rob Manfred last night, real quick, two other little news nuggets. Rob Manfred says that Mike Trout doesn't market himself enough for Major League Baseball.
He's not that kind of guy.
Yeah. I mean, why would you take a shot at your number one guy? It's not his fault, Rob. Maybe you guys as a league need to be better.
Hey, by the way, Tom Brady, yeah, he doesn't do anything for me. Like, that's absurd to say things like that.
And I know for a fact that Mike Trout is coming home to Milford. He's probably in Millville right now. Probably came up after the game last night. He's staying through Thursday, so he's flying out Thursday night to rejoin the Angels Friday. So happy hunting, Mike. I'm sure he's out with his dad and brothers hunting in Millville.
Carson's probably there, too.
Probably.
Wouldn't surprise me. He might be on his honeymoon.
He might be on a honeymoon, but next Wednesday is camp, so maybe it's a short honeymoon, and maybe he's just hunting with... Could you imagine being a little fly on the wall with Trout and Wentz hunting? That would be awesome. Josh Hart wins the Summer League MVP. Sixers may have missed the boat on that one. And final piece of news, Brent Musburger is returning to the booth to call Raiders games next year.
Love it.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool to hear Brent again. The 5 a.m. hour is brought to you by Car Gurus. Go to cargurus.com today to find great deals from top-rated dealers near you. That's CARGURUS.com. He's Tyler Zuli. I'm Jamie Lynch. You're listening to the Fanatic at 5. We will be back in a minute. Fanatic Sports Times 524.
The Fanatic at 5 on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The following call is real. It took place between an OnStar advisor and a member.
OnStar Emergency, this is William. What is the nature of your emergency?
I broke my leg and crawled into my car to call you.
I'm going
to
bring my partner on the line to help you while I contact 911.
Tell me exactly what happened, James.
My foot's turned sideways. I live by myself. I have no neighbors. I don't have my phone.
At a moment like this, the last thing you want to be is alone.
I'll tell you exactly what to do next. Don't move around unless you're in danger, and do not splint any injuries.
Please hurry. The pain is so bad.
We are going to stay on the line with you.
An emergency medical dispatch certified advisor is ready to help 24 hours a day.
Sure. We're going to let you go since you're in good hands there.
Thank you.
OnStar. Be safe out there. OnStar is available on Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. OnStar advisors certified by International Academies of Emergency Dispatch. OnStar acts as a link to emergency services. Visit OnStar.com for details. The following call is real. It took place between an OnStar advisor and a member.
OnStar Emergency, this is William. What is the nature of your emergency?
I broke my leg and crawled into my car to call you.
I'm going
to
bring my partner on the line to help you while I contact 911.
Tell me exactly what happened, James.
My foot's turned sideways. I live by myself. I have no neighbors. I don't have my phone.
At a moment like this, the last thing you want to be is alone.
I'll tell you exactly what to do next. Don't move around unless you're in danger, and do not splint any injuries.
Please hurry. The pain is so bad.
We are going to stay on the line with you.
An emergency medical dispatch certified advisor is ready to help 24 hours a day.
Sure. We're going to let you go since you're in good hands there.
Thank you.
OnStar. Be safe out there. OnStar is available on Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. OnStar advisors certified by International Academies of Emergency Dispatch. OnStar acts as a link to emergency services. Visit OnStar.com for details.
Ladies, let me ask you something. Do you actually believe those commercials that try to sell you perfectly styled hair? I mean, how many stylists do you think it takes to get that model's hair to look like that? Exactly. At Suave, we asked our models in our commercials to wash and style their own hair. Why? To show that Suave actually works. And they were blown away. Suave gave them full, smooth, easy-to-control hair in real life. But don't take my word for it. With Suave's money-back guarantee, try it for yourself. Suave, for hair you can believe.
Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. The Philadelphia area's fastest-growing Chevrolet dealership. Come see them in Marlton or online at ElkinChevrolet.com. Elkin Chevrolet. Find new roads.
The sports talk continues right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What is future you doing right now? Come drive for UPS Freight. Seeking full-time road drivers in Philadelphia, must have CDL. Apply now at upsjobs.com.
Back to school economics from Staples. Today's lesson, get more, spend less. Staples has the top brands for back to school at low prices. So you get everything on your list without spending everything in your wallet. Economics made simple. And now, Staples One subject notebooks are just 25 cents. Two pocket poly folders are 35 cents. Plus 24-pack Crayola crayons are just 50 cents. Get an A in back to school today at your local Staples. The back to school specialty store.
While supplies last, offer ends 9/1/18. In-store only, limit 30.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she shed.
Can we stop saying she shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
There's something out there for you and me. And the American road is calling. So what's it gonna be? Hey, it's an amazing day. Traveling our own highway. No matter where it leads us, we can smile. Cause it's leaning in the mile.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere.
Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
Fanatic Philly Sports Talk. Now 1 hour earlier with Eitan Shander and Jamie Lynch.
The Fanatic at 5.
Weekday mornings at 5 on 97.5 The Fanatic.
You're listening to The Fanatic at 5. I am Jamie Lynch, and with me today is Tyler Zuli with Sam F. Behind the glass producing the show. Eitan does middays this week with Rob Motti, who are in for Jason and Harry. So Tyler was fortunate enough to sit in on the Fanatic at 5.
Yeah, I'm having a good time.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. So big news last night was the All-Star game, and actually a very entertaining game. 10 home runs were hit, a new record for the MLB All-Star game. Our own Aaron Nola presented beautifully last night. Was that the fifth inning he came in, I think? Whatever. Two strikeouts.
Yeah, he threw the fifth inning.
Fifth inning, yeah. Two strikeouts, one hit allowed. He looked like the Aaron Nola we all know and love. So good for him to get that experience under his belt. The part of the game that sucked was Ken Rosenthal basically confirmed the Manny Machado to the Dodgers report that we've all been hearing. It sounds like it's a done deal. You know, all the major reporters are saying it's done and that the other teams already know. So, you know, I'm not going to lie. Wind out of the sails.
You're a little hurt on this.
Yes.
And I think you have a right to be because it felt a lot closer.
It felt, I thought, sure thing. I thought, you know, I said 80-20 yesterday on the Fanatic at 5, but I thought it was more like 99.9.
Yeah, what was Anthony at? 99.4 or something like that?
Yeah. You know, he had heard some things. Stark on Monday basically said, like, and I do believe this was true, that they had a deal in place, and then the Dodgers just beat it. And the Phillies went, yeah, no.
That's too much.
Yeah, we're not giving up six, though. We're not giving up. You know, I know you're trying to milk more out of me, but nah.
I would like to see what the haul ends up being for the Dodgers so we can kind of comparatively speak about it and say, okay, this is what the Phillies were willing to offer. And we'll never know what the Phillies' offer was. And we have ideas, but we'll never know what the actual offer was. I'd like to see what the Phillies initially offered and then what the Dodgers upped it with and what made the Phillies go, no, we're good.
Yeah, Alex Verdugo is their top overall prospect. He's an outfielder. We talked about the other kid earlier, Diaz. He was the one that was rumored on Twitter last night to be a part of the deal. I guess Diaz is that highly considered around the league because originally the Orioles wanted pitching in return. So my buddies down in D.C., Baltimore area, one of them is a former Orioles fan and turned Nationals fan because he hates Peter Angelos, the owner of the Orioles, so much. And he was texting with me yesterday, and he said, dude, don't be surprised if the Phillies don't get him. Angelos is the most petty owner in the world, and he's not going to want to feel like he got by one of his former employees that he fired. And I was like, nah, you're making too much of it. You're making too much. But maybe there's a little bit of that. Maybe he's going, yeah, Andy McPhail, you're not pulling the wool over my eyes here.
Yeah, and I think it has something to do with the fact that you're right. It's not a situation. You kind of look at it like Kawhi and the Lakers.
Yeah.
Where your offer is going to have to be better than everybody else in order to get this guy because we don't want to ship him to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Josh in Pottstown, I think, feels like me, like we were kicked in the ribs. What's up, Josh?
Man, this one stings. This one hurts really bad. I for sure thought he was coming. I was getting ready to get his jersey.
Yeah.
And Magic Johnson goes and goes to us again. Makes me want to throw up. And I look at what Howie Roseman does. You know, they go all in. They're not afraid. You know, they showed that with Carson Wentz. And then you saw this offseason with the Sixers. And now the Phillies, they just get cold feet. And Manny Machado is a generational player that would have been here for 8 years. And to not trade a 19-year-old or a couple young kids for him is just insane to me because there's no way this guy's leaving L.A. now. He's going to get hooked on the glitz and the glamour. And, you know, Magic Johnson and his ego and paycheck, they're not going to let him go. We lost out on ever getting this guy. Because we assumed he's a rental. You make these damn deals, and you lock these players up. I don't get it. And it's so frustrating.
Yeah,
so
Josh, frustrating. I think me and you are pretty much simpatico today.
It blows my mind, and it's upset, and I, you know, I'm still going to support the team, obviously, but
yeah, obviously.
I'm not, again, going into another offseason after what happened with the Sixers, thinking we got all this money, we got assets, we're going to make a splash, and then come up with nothing. It's just this one sucks, and I know you can tell by my voice.
It's all right, Josh. The Phillies are still going to be competitive. I hear you, though. I mean, I thought if you got this guy, he's here for 10 years. And, you know, yesterday we wrapped up the show and I walked off air with Anthony and Bob. And I said, you realize if this kid stays on the trajectory he's on, we're talking about the greatest Philly we've seen since Mike Schmidt.
He's a Sherlock Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
At the trajectory that he's on.
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah,
he's too young to predict it right now.
Yeah.
I think the difference.
But think about that. The greatest Philly we've seen since Mike Schmidt.
Mike Schmidt, who's the greatest third baseman of all time. Yeah, that's some pretty lofty goals.
If this doesn't sting for you, I mean, you know, I guess you're a more mature and wise person than me because I viewed this as a franchise-altering move.
I think the only difference for Josh that he mentioned the Sixers and he brought kind of the comparisons up. The only difference for me is the Sixers just came off a 52-win season.
Yeah.
And they're on the trajectory to get better. The Phillies are in that season now, so this offseason could be the determining factor, whereas I think he's looking at it and goes, they don't get Machado, this is kind of crisis alert. Well, I'm not ready to call it crisis alert.
No, I'm not ready to call it crisis, but I do fear he doesn't leave L.A.
Oh, I agree with you, and that's concerning.
Whereas I thought it was a toss-up. You know, most places he went. If he went to Milwaukee, you know, he's not
re-signing.
Yeah, you know, New York and L.A. are the two I always fear just because of... You know, as Josh said, the glitz and the glamour of both those places, they're different. But, you know, if you got all the money in the world, man, L.A. is a nice place to live.
Well, and I wonder how much winning actually means to him. Because, like you said, if he doesn't resign in Milwaukee, it makes sense. But if he were to be traded to the Brewers and they win the World Series this year, how much does winning actually mean to him? That's where it comes in. That's where the character comes into question.
I'll tell you, I can only speak for myself in that situation. Winning is not getting in the way of me signing a $400 million contract.
But that's the thing is the Brewers can't offer it to you.
Yeah,
they don't have the money.
You know,
they're not a small market team like the Rays or the A's, but they're not a big market team either.
I can tell you, I think most athletes would be insane if they said winning was more important than signing a $400 million contract.
Yes, that's the thing. If it's between 400 and 380,
yeah.
And the 380s for a winning team, I get it.
Yeah,
but Milwaukee's probably only able to offer 300.
Yeah, he's not signing somewhere for 250 and a chance to win as opposed to somewhere else
for 400 million.
Yeah, I mean, that's lifeblood. That's your family's bloodline is changed for history.
And remember,
it's
baseball. It's all guaranteed.
Yeah.
Every dime of that 400, he's going to get in his bank account.
I mean, Bobby Bonilla Day was just two weeks ago.
That's a smart deal, man. What a smart guy.
Yeah.
Imagine just waking up one day and getting $1.1 million in your bank account.
Must be nice. But the other big news today, Shams Charania from Yahoo Sports reports at 3:15 this morning that looks like DeMar DeRozan is headed to San Antonio, Kawhi Leonard headed to Toronto. Pretty strange move, I think, overall. I think if you're the Spurs, it's about as good of a package as you could have hoped to have gotten. You're getting an all-star with 2 years of club control, a third-year player option. So potentially you could have just gotten rid of Kawhi for 3 years of an all-star if you're able to sell him on the program that final third year. If you're Toronto, it's strange to me. You're giving up DeRozan for a rental. Most people, Chris Haynes has a report out that Kawhi is not happy with the trade and plans to hit free agency and isn't going to sign an extension. And it just seems like a little bit of a mess if you're Toronto.
Yeah, and you said, what was it, on his Instagram?
Yeah, I have it right here.
A little backhanded.
So he says, told one thing and outcome the other. This is DeMar DeRozan. Be told one thing and the outcome another. Can't trust him. Ain't no loyalty in this game. Little bit, sell you out quick for a little bit of nothing. And then he says, see, soon you'll understand. Don't disturb. It's an Instagram story for him, which is weird to me. But clearly DeMar DeRozan, who's best friends with Kyle Lowry up there in Toronto, you know, they've led the East this year to the number one seed. You know, if you're him, you're thinking, all right, LeBron's gone, like our big opponent's out of the way. Maybe we got a shot to win the East finally. And then, boom, gone.
And really getting that ghost out of the East. Because regardless of if the Cavs were better than Toronto last year, LeBron just has something on Raptors.
He owns
them. They can't get out of their head.
He partially owns that franchise.
I'm surprised the Wikipedia page hasn't been updated.
I know. Two pretty big pieces of news happening in sports today. We would imagine Manny Machado is shipped out shortly. Looks like Kawhi Leonard is headed to Toronto. MLB All-Star game last night. He's Tyler Zuli. I'm Jamie Lynch. You're listening to the Fanatic at 5, Fanatic Sports Times 540.
The Fanatic at 5 on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Jason Mertitis for Window Nation. It's almost over. This is the final week of Window Nation's buy one, get one free sale. Your last chance to buy one window, get the next one absolutely free with no limit. Buy four, get four free. Buy eight, how about get eight free? That's like buying windows for the front of your house and getting the back windows for free. Plus, get 0% financing for 18 months. And if you call today, they'll double that to 0% financing for 36 months. That's half your windows free and 3 years at 0%. How else can they sweeten this summer for you? More than free windows and 0% financing? How about two free tickets to Hershey Park? That's right. No matter if you buy from Window Nation or a competitor, the tickets are free. But Window Nation's biggest sale of the season ends this Sunday. Call now for buy one window, get one free with no limit, 0% for 36 months, and two tickets to Hershey Park. Call 866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Tell them Jason sent you. Window Nation, the perfect fit for your home and your wallet.
Right now, join T-Mobile and get an unlimited family plan with Netflix included, so you can watch in more places than ever before. Get lost in space in your own backyard. Watch a series of unfortunate events during a
flat tire. That's unfortunate.
Yay.
You could even catch up on Santa Clarita Diet over a big, juicy steak. Only at T-Mobile. Watch your favorite shows and movies in more places than ever before without paying more on your phone, tablet, or TV. Get an unlimited family plan with Netflix on us. And right now, buy one Samsung Galaxy S9 and get one free with 24 monthly bill credits, so you and your family can binge your Netflix favorites on your new phones. Call 1-800-T-Mobile or visit a store today.
Unlimited data on their network. Video streams at 480p. Small fraction of customers using over 50 gigs per month may have reduced speeds. If you cancel, balances due. Well-qualified customers. Full price. $720 plus tax. Finance agreements required. Netflix for two screens. Terms apply.
At eBay, your passion is a big deal. So right now, get a big deal on any passion from A to Z. No, really. Art, baking, coffee, design, exploring, fashion, golf, homebrewing, Italian cuisine, jogging, kayaking, landscaping, making beats, napping, outdoors, photography, questioning the universe, record collecting, streetwear, travel, ultimate frisbee, video gaming, working out, extreme sports, yoga, and ziplining! Shop eBay deals right now for great deals on the things you love. Shipping is always free and there's no membership required. Fill your cart with color. eBay.
There's something out there for you and me. American road is calling, so what's it gonna be? Hey, it's an amazing day, traveling our own highway. No matter where it leads us, we can smile, cause it's leaning in the mile.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Back to school economics from Staples. Today's lesson, get more, spend less. Staples has the top brands for back to school at low prices, so you get everything on your list without spending everything in your wallet. Economics made simple. And now, Staples One subject notebooks are just 25 cents. Two pocket poly folders are 35 cents. Plus 24-pack Crayola crayons are just 50 cents. Get an A in back to school today at your local Staples, the back to school specialty store.
While supplies last, offer ends 9/1/18. Install only, limit 30.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she-shear she shed.
Can we stop saying she shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Get $10 in extra bucks rewards when you spend $30 on these sizzling offers and more only at your neighborhood CVS pharmacy. Start your day off right with select Kellogg's cereal $1.99 and save on select Dove or Suave products, BOGO 50% off. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weeklyad for details.
Oh, 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 visit CVS.
Ladies, let me ask you something. Do you actually believe those commercials that try to sell you perfectly styled hair? I mean, how many stylists do you think it takes to get that model's hair to look like that? Exactly. At Suave, we asked our models in our commercials to wash and style their own hair. Why? To show that Suave actually works. And they were blown away. Suave gave them full, smooth, easy-to-control hair in real life. But don't take my word for it. With Suave's money-back guarantee, try it for yourself. Suave, for hair you can believe.
Things are about to change around here.
Catch up on the Philly sports you missed the night before. And what's coming up later in the day? The Fanatic at 5 with Eitan Shander and Jamie Lynch. This is new. Weekday mornings at 5, live on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, you know what's unbelievable? Now, Manny Machado's not a Philly.
Dodgers.
Stinks. We're just going over the Dodgers now. If they're able to keep Manny Machado long-term, what their lineup looks like, it's essentially an all-star lineup.
It's scary. And they have pieces that can play in multiple spots,
yeah,
which make them versatile.
It's really annoying. So we went through it real quick.
They're the Warriors!
Yeah, basically, offensively they are. They need some help pitching. But real quick, if you just go through their infield, they would have Justin Turner at third, Manny Machado at short. They would move Seager over to second. Max Muncy would then slide over to first. Then your outfield is Jacques Kemp and Cody Bellinger. And then you have, obviously, some very high prospects. You have... what's the other guy we were just talking about? The guy with 16 home runs, Tyler?
Kiki
Hernandez. You know, it's just like they have an embarrassment of riches, and we're still sitting over here, you know, not really there.
It's okay. It is going to be okay.
I just hope he leaves L.A., man. I fear a team with that locale, with that, you know, ready to win now roster and a blank check that you can write.
You know what the beauty of this Dodgers team is too? I just went and looked at their contracts for next year. A lot of guys are up on their current deals, but Bellinger, Walker Buehler, Austin Barnes, Max Muncy, Jock Peterson, Puig, Seager, Stripling, Chris Taylor, all pre-arb or arbitration eligible.
Oof. So you're
some of them are going to make some money.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
It won't be an astronomical amount. They are going to be very, very, they're going to be in great shape for next year in the foreseeable future.
I forgot all about Puig when we were just going over their lineup. Like, he's nobody. But maybe they don't have money for Manny. I mean, they probably
He just told you that
they're all pre-arb.
I know, but you want to lock some of those guys up long-term, don't you?
Why would you?
You don't need to.
Yeah, I guess.
Baseball.
Oh, God. We're screwed.
Great way to start a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Oh, God, we're screwed.
I mean, Manny's gone. Kawhi's going to Toronto. Our pets' heads are falling off. This kicked me in the ribs. I have a cracked rib. Like, somebody was kicking me when I was down yesterday. I was convinced Manny Machado was going to be a
fan. Well, you're right, and I was as well.
I was going through those lineups with you guys, like, yeah, I can't wait to watch this second half of the season.
I was right there with you. I was told, how about this? I was told that both prospects that I loved,
Adonis and Sixto, Sixto and
Jalen, were not included in the deal, and the deal was done.
Yeah.
And so I circled back yesterday, and the deal was done until the deal wasn't.
Yeah.
Until
LA
the Dodgers came in. Got involved and upped their ante. He was coming to Philadelphia, and then the Dodgers pushed all in.
Stupid all-star game. Like, you know, chances are that
you're right.
Baltimore goes back and counters, says, hey, Philly's got a deal in place with us, LA. You know, you want to up it? But if that all-star game isn't there and, you know, they're not worried about Machado playing and representing the Orioles, who knows? Maybe that handshake deal goes through.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely possible. You're right. It makes it even worse.
Yeah. And for a meaningless baseball game.
And here's the thing. Like, they didn't wait. A lot of teams wait until July 31st to even increase the bidding even more. So what the Dodgers put in the middle was a I can't pass it up offer.
Oh, yeah.
And you were right. Baltimore must have said yesterday to everybody, look, give us your final offer today. Today's the day.
He's not playing again for us.
Yeah, and he's not coming back.
Step up now.
We'll do it.
And, you know, so the big question is, you know, is the patience good for the Phillies? Is it all right? I mean,
I don't know.
Listen, I want to say yes, because that's my belief all along, is that it's too soon to go all in with prospects for him. I mean, yeah, I'm trying to make you feel good today.
I get that side of it, but, you know, I just told Tyler, this could have been the best Philly since Mike Schmidt.
Yeah.
And when you have a chance.
It's not over, though.
No, I know.
As far as getting him long term.
No, it's not, but the problem is you smell that L.A. nightlife and that atmosphere and all. Like, you get out there, that's tough to leave, isn't it?
Yeah. Well,
that's
what,
every time you go to Magic California, Johnson, every time I go to California, you go, why don't I live here?
I know. I
and we're, you know, Joe Schmoes with, you know, not hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Now you got hundreds of millions of dollars, you get out there and you go, this is pretty nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you.
Go ahead, make us feel good.
It's more appealing than the city of Toronto, where Kawhi Leonard's headed. And that's a weird one, too.
Don't get that a little bit.
I don't get it from the Raptors.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen,
Spurs,
I love
great.
Toronto. Toronto's a great city.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, it's a great city.
It's a cultural melting pot. It's got a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Pristine, cleanly.
Yeah, I mean, look, you guys don't want to play there because of taxes. But
yeah.
Other than that, I mean, I just don't understand why the Raptors would give up DeRozan for Kawhi, who doesn't want to be there, who's going to jet at the end of the year. So why do you do that, knowing that this guy is a complete rental, and you should just wait until the deadline, do a deal, and see what happens?
Yeah, yeah.
Because then you keep DeRozan. Like, it makes sense if you go, all right, I'm gonna go all in 1 year, Bob. But without DeRozan, where are you going all? It's a lateral move.
Said
it was a lateral move.
Yeah, a lateral move. And how is it that San Antonio is going to come out smelling like roses in all this?
Because they're San Antonio.
Because they're a premier organization who was getting like held up by a disgruntled player, and they're going to come out of it looking better than they were before. I mean, that's what happens with great organizations.
It does happen. Still, I just don't get it from the Raptors' perspective.
I don't get it a little bit.
It's weird. Chris Haynes already has a report that says Kawhi's not happy. He's going to hit free agency anyway. So it's
who's to say that he comes in and feigns an ankle injury or whatever. There's nothing I put above him.
No, it was one of the weirdest.
He doesn't want to go play. Here's the thing I always do. Can you close your eyes and envision Kawhi in a Raptors uniform?
Nope.
I can't.
No. I was just trying to picture it when I woke up and I saw the Shams tweet, and I was like, immediately you put that player in the uniform, and I was just like, I don't know.
Nah, it doesn't fit.
It doesn't seem to flow. But Manny, unfortunately, in a Dodgers uniform is, that flows. I can picture that very easily.
Yeah, and the selfie last night was the killer, wasn't it?
And they showed, and Joe Buck was like, oh, and here's Matt Kemp and Manny Machado pregame, and they're hugging it out and laughing and smiling. And
were you still awake when they had Kemp mic'd up?
That was pretty good.
And they said, he's been a good friend of mine. I don't know.
We work out in Miami together.
I'll tell you what, I was really impressed with the All-Star game last night.
I thought it was really cool.
I think they've really progressed into the time that we are now with the mic'd up stuff.
Yeah,
you know, with showing the players.
That was the greatest. Like,
he is phenomenal.
I mean, just watching him play. Listen to him in center field.
Mickey Mantle, man.
And he is Mickey Mantle. I love that, dude.
And I was talking to Jamie earlier did you hear Bryce Harper? So Joe Buck says to Harper when he's back, he goes, you know, we commonly call Trout the best player in the league. I know you're prideful and all. He goes, well, if you're not watching if you don't think Mike Trout's the best player in the league. Like, that was cool. And, man, I would love to see. I texted you guys. I said, all right, Machado for 2 years or Machado next year for the rest of his career, or wait 2 more years for Trout.
I know it's such a, you
which
know,
one? Which one?
Years.
That money starts to get a little bit complicated at 3 years down the line.
Yeah, I wasn't
a lot
even,
of guys going to have to get paid.
But, man.
Real quick, Mike Trout's career numbers. His batting average is .306. His on base is .414.
Yeah, I mean, do me a favor.
His slugging is .569 with his OPS of .983.
Do me a favor, Tyler. After this, get Mantle's numbers and Trout side by side. Give them to me, okay?
He's had 2 seasons above .800 of WAR. I mean, the guy is just a freak, and it's so cool. I know he's home now with his parents and family until Thursday night. So maybe he's out hunting with your boy Carson.
I know. When you said that, I was like, my two guys, our two guys together.
He gave your guy a shout out during the game last night.
He did. Carson.
He said, I hope Carson and Zach and everybody's watching.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty cool.
He's the best.
He belongs here.
He does.
Like, seriously, if the sports world is correct, Mike Trapp belongs in Philadelphia. It's not correct,
Bob. He's not L.A.
No,
it's Anaheim. But he's not that guy. He's just not that dude.
And how about you hunting in L.A.?
Your boy Rob Manfred saying that Mike Trout doesn't market himself.
Yeah, you know what? Little finger to Rob Manfred.
What are you doing, Manfred?
Yeah.
What a weird thing to say about your best player. He doesn't market himself.
Manfred.
Mandelbaum. This has been the Fanatic at 5. Up next is Anthony and Bob in the morning show. We'll talk to Adam Schefter today. I know we have one of Anthony's favorite actors on later today at 9:30. A little Ari Gold action. So don't go anywhere.
Ari Gold!
He's in one of my favorite comedies, too, PCU. But the morning show is ahead. Thanks for sitting in with us again, Tyler. And thanks to Sam for producing the show. I'm Jamie Lynch. He's Tyler Zuli. That was the Fanatic at 5. See you on the morning show, Fanatic Sports Times 5:55.